teams are coming back onto the ice for the start of the third period. I'm Chris Conley, and Wisconsin Rapids holds a 4-3 lead over the Evergreens. Boy, the next goal in this game, either way, is going to be huge. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Chris Babiar is about to take the opening face-off for the third period, bouncing his head up and down to the House of Pain. Caleb Shore wins the draw, though, for Wisconsin Rapids, but the puck goes down behind the Rapids net. Wisconsin Rapids controls there. They'll rush the length of the ice. You bet the next goal is going to be huge. Evergreens try and take it away at the blue line. Fighting for it there is Brady Burrell. Nope, comes forward. And Wisconsin Rapids is onside. Briefly loose in front, sticked away by Derek Tomchik. Rapids controls in the corner. On the backhand side, sent it over there to Caleb Shore. Shore's got it pinned up against the boards there. Nate Bruns fights for it for the Evergreens. Evergreens come out, and Michael Plaza there checked one of the Rapids players off. The Evergreens have a two-on-two coming back the other way. They're onside. Brady shot put there by Babiars, and one of the defenders broke it up, didn't get to the net. Michael Plaza tries to fight for it behind the net for the Evergreens. Evergreens trying to get even. And this would be quite an effort for D.C. Everest. They gave up two goals in the first minute of this game, and have played much better after finding their sea legs. It's a tough hole to climb out of, and the Evergreens are trying to do just that. Wisconsin Rapids now is onside. Got a two-on-one shot. Saved by Michael Moe, and it's loose behind the net. Rapids looking to center there, and Nate Bruns quickly got a body on that, and the Evergreens are coming back the other way. They do clear the zone. Bryce Dively fighting for it along the near boards. Dively is unseated in front of the Evergreens bench. Very physical there. Comes free now to the Evergreens. Nate Bruns feeds at the red line, and the Evergreens put it into the corner. Chris Sackman was sent hard into the boards, too. Both teams coming out with hard hits here. 15 and a half minutes left in the game. Rapids has the puck behind their own net and will rush the length of the ice. Long flopping pass up into the air and offsides. Stoppage here. 15-16 to play. And the Evergreens still looking for that equalizing goal. D.C. Everest Hockey brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Faceoff will come back in the Rapids end to goalie Gilbert's right. Evergreens control the faceoff, trying to get it centered in front. Taken down and no call. Rapids clears the zone, comes out to center ice. Now it goes behind the net. Michael Moe for a moment didn't locate that puck. And Avery Allard has it for the Evergreens. But Wisconsin Rapids fights for it along the boards. Gabe Simon fighting for it. Waiting for the puck to come free. Comes free to the Evergreens. Out to the red line. Austin Shiro goes back slightly. Alex Degner. Big hit along the boards. Play on. Evergreens get a partial change as they send it into the corner. 14 and a half minutes to play in the game. We've not seen a goal here in this third period yet. Again, the next goal is huge. Stick up high right in front of our broadcast position, and there is no call. Jacob Mormon got that stick up high really into the grill of Alex Degner, and there was no call. Puck's back at the red line. Evergreens fight for it. Wisconsin Rapids trying to come back. Michael Plaza's got it the other way. Plaza is seated, and we play on. Be interesting if the Evergreens could somehow get back onto the power play here. Referees letting them play here in the third period. And here comes Sam Storley behind the Rapids net. Wisconsin Rapids will have to rush the length of the sheet. Got a pop-up pass here. The Evergreens, Alex Degner fights for it in the corner. Now a Rapids player goes down. He just lost his skates there. Avery Allard around the other end. Evergreens come back. The pass a little too long for Brady Burrell. Evergreens will change lines here with 13:40 to play in the game. Evergreens still fighting for that equalizer. From outside the blue line, shot on goal. Michael Moe saves it. Comes out of his own. Rapids waiting for it at the red line. Sends it back into the corner. Michael Moe comes out of his net to retrieve it. Evergreens behind the net. Now here they come with a rush. Bryce Dively. Dively looking for a centering pass for Grant Dennis. Dennis has it. On the backhand side, bad angle. Goes behind the net. Dennis was unable to get that good, strong shot off. Evergreens fight to keep it in. Nope, it's a one and done. It's on the stick of one of the Rapids defenders. And comes out to center ice. And now pushed forward into the corner. Evergreen defender is there, Nate Bruns. Bruns moves it forward, was trying to center. His pass is taken away. Rapids comes back. That goes up and out of play for a stoppage. D.C. Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by InterCity State Bank. Serving the community since 1952, financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. InterCity State Bank inviting you to come back with us. 13 minutes to play. Rapids 4, Everest 3. Faceoff will come out the stoppage right at center ice. Evergreens control the draw. Brady Burrell. Burrell with a squibber from outside the blue line. It was actually on goal and sticked into the corner by one of the Rapids defenders. Fighting for it there is Nate Bruns. Michael Plaza joins in. Evergreens try and hold the zone, and they do. Brady Burrell tries to get it centered. Nope, comes out all the way back to center ice with the Evergreens fight for it. And retrieving it there is Tomczyk. Tomczyk passes forward to Baby Ars out at the red line. Rapids sends it back in. Wrapped all the way around the boards. Rapids centering right on the doorstep, looking to center, and shot misfire, goes up into the netting. What was that? Wow. It was very close to the goal. Jared Sawyer was right on the doorstep, and his shot misfired so badly that not only was it not on goal, went over the plexiglass and almost into the crowd. 12:18 to play. Faceoff will come outside the blue line. Taking the draw for the Evergreens is Matthew Yonke. Rapids controls at the red line and wraps it around behind the Evergreens net. Defender is waiting there for D.C. Everest, Avery Allard, but Allard can't clear. Back on the other side of the net, Alex Degner. And the Evergreens rush up along the far side. Austin Shiro. Rapids takes it back. Evergreens recover. Evergreens trying to get something going here. Here's Degner. Puck is loose for a moment. Avery Allard. Allard pushes it forward to Seth Jaglinski. Evergreens had a 3-on-2. If they hurry, got caught in the skates. Now they try and hold the zone. Seth Jaglinski cannot keep it in. There's a long pass disrupted. Rapids coming back the other way. They're offside. We've got a stoppage here. Rapids will use the opportunity for a change. Got wave off the offsides. Puck is still live here. Retrieving all the way back to the other end. Rapids has it their own blue line. And now send it into the zone to the corner. Puck pops up there, locating that puck. One of the Wisconsin Rapids players, that's Luke Gage, looking to header. Evergreens fight for it along the boards. Nate Bruns, now we've got a whistle, and we're going to have a stoppage. We're going to have a penalty call here? Yes, we are. Let's see who they're going to take. And the Evergreens are going to be living dangerously here because it's going to be a slash against D.C. Everest. Rapids will go on the power play with a one-goal lead. Alex Degner to the penalty box. All right, this is gut check time for the Evergreens. Can't afford to fall any further behind. Two-minute minor. It's a trip. Rapids controls off the faceoff. Get a goal here, and they could be sitting pretty for a victory. Centering pass in front. Pops up in front of the goal. Loose there and cleared out by D.C. Everest. Cleared away by Nate Bruns and sends it all the way down the length of the ice. 1:40 left in the man advantage. Rapids 4-3 and looking for more with a 5-on-4 power play. Rapids now at center ice and moving forward, Luke Gage. Evergreens there send it cross ice and the Evergreens send it out of the zone again. Critical penalty kill for D.C. Everest here. They cannot fall further behind. Rapids is getting a change here. One of the Evergreens defenders takes the puck away, and that's sent all the way down by Nate Bruns. 1:10 left in the power play, and Rapids will have to rush the length of the ice. Rapids doing just that right now. They're onside, and here they come into the zone. Casey Esselman. Esselman keeps it himself, goes right behind the net, looking to center. Esselman skates back all the way out to the blue line. He's stick handling here, leaves it for his teammate. Left over for Caleb Scherer, who already has two goals. That's to feed in the slot, goes back out to Scherer. Thought about the slap shot instead on the backhand side. Now to the right circle. And there's a shot save and into the net. Came from back at the blue line by Caleb Shore. And it went off the stick of one of the defenders and went out of play. 41 seconds left in the power play. 9:49 left in the game. And the Evergreens still down by 1-4-3. Want to kill off this penalty and then try and make something happen at even strength. Faceoff comes to Michael Moe's left. Rapids wins it, but it comes back out to the blue line. Caleb Shorer again feeds his teammate, goes cross ice to Casey Essman. There's traffic in front that was disrupted. Shot, glove save, Michael Moe. Big save by Michael Moe to keep his team in it. Caleb Shorer again let that slap shot fly, and Michael Moe snapped it up. 28 seconds left in the power play. That's the save of the night right there, keeping the Evergreens' hopes alive here. Evergreens control the draw on Avery Allard behind the net. Tries to get it out. Nope, Rapids will hold the zone here with 20 seconds left in the power play. That's put on goal. A little traffic in front. Pops up and goes out of play, not far from our broadcast position. With 15 seconds left in the power play. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Faceoff will come outside the blue line. Rapids wins the draw. Casey Esselman. Esselman on the backhand side. Stick handling now goes behind the net. He's looking to center. Comes back out to Shore at the blue line. Goes cross ice now to Luke Cruiser. Feeding in the slot. Michael Moe save again. Loose in front and sticked out of there. And the Evergreens have killed off this power play back to 5-on-5 hockey. Rapids has it behind the net. Casey Esselman looks to go into the corner. Evergreens able to get it out. Chris Babyars picks up the puck. Babyars on the backhand side. Now goes cross ice to Avery Allard. Allard's in the center circle. Lost control of it. Rapids comes back the other way. Evergreens still need the equalizer, and there's 8.5 minutes left in the game. Evergreens take the puck away from Rapids, and Rapids takes it right back. They're in the zone. Rapids sends it into the corner. Got a man behind the net there. Rapids looks to center, comes back out to the point. Skating in is Grant Sharmer, wide, loose in front. Shot went wide of that far post. Comes all the way out on the rebound, out beyond the zone. Evergreens get a partial change here. Rapids sends it back in, and from beyond the blue line, that's on goal. And Michael Moe sticks it into the corner. And it is sent out of there by Michael Plaza. Wave off, icing goes off the boards, and it's on goal. Both teams get a change here. Under 8 minutes to play. We're halfway through the third period. Rapids still clinging to a 4-3 lead. So far, no goals scored in this third period. And we've said at the start of the period, the next goal, either way, is going to be really a determining goal in this game. Evergreens onside. Chris Sackman tries to bring it into the zone. Nope, Rapids comes back the other way. They have a 2-on-1. Testing Michael Moe. Shot saved by Michael Moe again. Michael Moe is keeping the Evergreens in this game. Jacob Blakesley kept it himself on the 2-on-1, and Michael Moe got it right in the chest and held on for a stoppage. 7:41 to play. Faceoff comes to Michael Moe's right. Evergreens win the draw and go right behind the net, try and get set up here. This is Avery Allard. Allard passes ahead at the blue line, now cross ice. Evergreens try to work forward to Bryce Dively. Dively couldn't control it. Rapids sends it back the other way. It's again behind the net where the Evergreens will fight for it. Wisconsin Rapids has kind of stymied the Evergreens. The Evergreens have not really had a scoring opportunity. In fact, I don't think the Evergreens have a shot on goal in this period. Now loose in front, right through the slot. Jacob Blakesley couldn't quite get a stick on it. That was a good scoring opportunity. Blakesley now loses his stick and loses his skates. Evergreens come back the other way. Evergreens will get a partial change. Fighting for it in the corner there is Bryce Dively. Dively is taken off the puck, and Wisconsin Rapids comes back the other way. Sent all the way down, icing and a stoppage. Just under 7 minutes to go. 6:54 to play in the game. Rapids 4-3. We'd like to see the Evergreens get more in the way of scoring opportunities in this third quarter. They have not. This third quarter has mostly been Michael Moe turning away Rapids scoring opportunities. We're brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing financial products and services. Visit their newest location, Valley Communities Credit Union in Cronenwetter. Puck is out at the red line. Evergreens trying to catch up with it. Wisconsin Rapids sends it into the corner. Fighting for it there is Dan Overfelt. Overfelt tries to come out to the blue line. Chris Babyars goes ahead to Michael Plaza. Plaza's onside. Babyars tries to get it on the backhand side. Stick checked away. Wisconsin Rapids tries a counterattack. 3-on-3 if they hurry. Rapids is onside. On goal, Michael Moe blocker save. Briefly loose in front. No one there for Wisconsin Rapids to take advantage. Evergreens clear the zone. Brady Burrell got it out of there. Evergreens get a partial change. Rapids comes right back. They're offsides. Rapids was going to have numbers there, too, and one of their players just cheated across the blue line, and the linesman called it. I think it was Dan Overfelt, who was in the zone early. 6:07 left. And we're still waiting to see if the Evergreens are going to have an opportunity to get this game even. Again, three times the Evergreens have battled back from two goals back to get within one. And this night of hockey did not start off well for D.C. Everest. And here, all the way out from beyond the blue line, that was put on goal by Matthew Yonke. And again, Gilbert, the goalie, I don't think was really expecting that. Was a little unsure of himself, loving it aside for one of his defenders. Rapids comes back the other way, centering in front into the skates of one of the Everest defenders. Tyler Kohler disrupted that. And now Austin Shiro. Shiro gets it ahead in the corner to Seth Jaglinski. Evergreens get a partial change here. Wisconsin Rapids takes it away, goes cross ice. That's taken away by Baby Ars. Couldn't quite control the puck. Baby Ars was going to have an advantage if he could. And instead it's loose at the red line, and here comes a takeaway. Evergreen's Brady Burrell. Burrell onside, gets a shot, and scores! Brady Burrell has just tied it for D.C. Everest! Burrell was a one-man wrecking crew there. He took it away at the red line, skated in, and beat Tyler Gilbert with 5:16 to play. We've got a shiny new one tied 4-4. How about that for D.C. Everest? That is Brady Burrell's second goal. It was Burrell who lit the lamp with 7 seconds left in the second quarter to get the Evergreens within one. And now this game is tied. And Wisconsin Rapids, which has only one loss all season, now finds themselves tied up 4-4. Face-off will come at center ice. Now an even game with 5 minutes to play. See if the Evergreens can build on that for some momentum, because Rapids has had by far more scoring opportunities in this third period, but has not converted. Big props to Michael Moe back at the other end. He's denied Rapids several scoring opportunities. Rapids coming back the other end, and we've got a whistle and a stoppage. He's going to have a faceoff coming out at center ice here with 4:57 left in the game. And you know what? We've just called double penalties here. Who are they taking? For Wisconsin Rapids, Grant Sharmer will go into the penalty box. And for D.C. Everest, is that Michael Plaza? I think it is.
Number seven, minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike conduct penalties both ways. So we will stay at 5-on-5. Didn't see what the incident was, but it was trailing the puck, because Michael Plaza was back behind the action, back close to the Wisconsin Rapids net. Rapids controls off the face. Oh, shot on goal. Save again by Michael Moe. Luke Cruiser put it on net off the draw, and Michael Moe up high with a blocker denied it. Rapids still holds the zone. Shot on goal there, just wide of the near post. Caleb Shorer, who has two goals, was going for the hat trick there. It's behind the net. Shorer looks to center here with 4.5 minutes to play. Evergreens try and get this out. On goal with traffic in front, goes through. Jacob Mormon, and now on goal, rebound to the side of the net, no good. Wisconsin Rapids, 1, 2, 3, 4 opportunities, nothing to show for it in this game that's still tied 4-4. Now it's behind the net for D.C. Everest. Avery Allard fights for it there. Wisconsin Rapids got a player there too, Luke Cruiser. Goes into the corner, now goes out to the blue line. Popped up, and the Evergreens try and control this here. Alex Degner sends it out and sends it down, 4 minutes to play. Evergreens get a line change. Baby Ars comes back out. Brady Burrell comes back out. So the Evergreens have their best skaters on the ice right now. Rapids will get a change, too. Evergreens have to rush the length of the ice. It's behind the net now, and Avery Allard comes forward. Allard's pass taken away. Wisconsin Rapids already in the zone. Logan Conkey sends it behind the net. Fighting for it there is Cody Coles. And checked off the puck. Evergreens try and take it away. It's loose in front. Baby Ars controls for the Evergreens. Sends it behind the net. 3.5 minutes to play now. Tied 4-4. Centering in front on the backhand side. Nope. Unable to control it was one of the Rapids players. Was on the stick of Cody Coles. Comes back the other way. Icing is the call. Stoppage with 3:21 to play in this game. Give the Evergreens a lot of credit. To recap, they trailed 2-0. They trailed 3-1. And they trailed 4-2. Each time got it back to one goal, and now got it even, 4-4. Wisconsin Rapids controls the draw, but the Evergreens take it away. A rush along the far side there by Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk lost his skates as he skated across the blue line, and Wisconsin Rapids takes it away. Evergreens trying to get back on defense. It's on Dan Oberfeldt. Six shot goes wide behind the net. Fighting fourth there for Wisconsin Rapids. Gabe Simon looks to center in front. Michael Moe didn't know where the puck was. It's behind him. Now behind the goal. Looks to come out, and the Evergreens look to take it away. Rapids holds the zone off of Michael Moe's blocker. He didn't even see it. Michael Moe was partially screened there. Evergreens try and get it out of there again. It's held in at the blue line, and now Chris Babiarz sticks it aside out to the red line, and the Evergreens do clear. 2.5 minutes to play, third period. Rapids on the attack again. Rapids has been relentless since the Evergreens tied it. They don't want to go to overtime here. Evergreens come back the other way. Here's Seth Jaglinski. Jaglinski leaves it in the corner for Grant Dennis. Evergreens got a line change here. Fighting for it behind the net. One of the Rapids defenders takes it away. This pass is taken away just outside the blue line by Chris Sackman. Sackman sends it cross ice. Fighting for it in the corner there is Bryce Dively. Wrapped around the boards now to the other side. Sackman. Sackman looking to center. Unable to take it. Poke check from behind. Rapids comes back the other way. Rapids is onside. Now skating into the corner is Caleb Shore. Shore tried to go back out to the blue line, and it went over the stick of one of his players all the way down the length of the ice. Under 2 minutes to play in a tied 4-4 game. Wisconsin Rapids at the red line. Now they're onside. Nope, they're offside. Along the far boards, Luke Cruiser went into the zone early. And that's going to deny Rapids. They would have had numbers there if they had just waited and timed that outright. 1:42 to play. Faceoff will come outside the blue line. So will the Evergreens wind up playing overtime for the second night in a row? Wisconsin Rapids is going to take their time out here. We'll keep it right here.
Timeout, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Evergreens took a timeout with 1 minute into the 1 minute into the game back in the first period. Because Wisconsin Rapids scored two early goals. They scored 27 seconds into the game and then 43 seconds into the game. Could not have imagined a worse start. And you could not have imagined a more gutsy comeback for D.C. Everest. Brady Burrell is the offensive star. Burrell got the Evergreens within 4-3 with a goal with 7 seconds left in the second period. And Brady Burrell has an unassisted goal, 5:56 left in this third period, to get us even. The thing that's a little bit concerning for the Evergreens is that since they got even at 4-4, they have not gotten a shot on goal. And Wisconsin Rapids has been consistently pressuring the D.C. Everest net. 1:43 left in regulation. Off the Rapids timeout. Faceoff will come just outside the blue line. Chris Babiarz will take the draw for the Evergreens. Caleb Shore controls for Rapids. But it comes down the other end. The Evergreens are going to fight for it here in the corner. Brady Burrell tries to catch up with it. Rapids defender is on it. Rapids takes it away. Rapids is going to have a two-on-two rush the other way. Shore is on sides. And stick aside by Michael Moe. Michael Moe with big saves here in this third period. Now it goes into the corner. Evergreens look to locate it. And Babiarz fights for it along the near boards along with Brady Burrell. And the Evergreens get it out of there. Puck is loose now along the near boards. Puck is spinning. Wisconsin Rapids player gets it. Caleb Shore goes cross ice. Bad angle there. Centering in front. One of the Evergreens defenders there to disrupt it. Backhand shot. Save with a minute to play. Put on goal again by Caleb Shore. Another bid for the hat trick there. Shore has already got two. Michael Moe gloved it. 59 seconds left. Rapids has really kept the pressure on since the Evergreens tied this up 4-4. Faceoff controlled by Rapids. Shot off the faceoff. Save again by Michael Moe. Wisconsin Rapids got to wonder what it takes here. They've been testing Michael Moe over and over again. That shot came from Matt Edwards off the faceoff, and Michael Moe gloved it. I think that shot would have actually gone over the crossbar if Moe missed it. I think the shot was going to sail high. Faceoff again to Moe's left. Faceoff control by the Evergreens. It's loose in the corner. Brady Burrell fights for it. Now ahead to Avery Allard. It's behind the Evergreens net. Allard there Everybody's got to get this puck down ice, and they try to send it out to center ice. One of the Rapids defenders is there. Rapids get another rush. 40 seconds left in the period. Rapids dumps into the corner. Avery Allard fights for it, and now to Chris Babiarz. Evergreens will get a rush here with 30 seconds left. Evergreens are onside, goes into the corner for Brady Burrell. 28 seconds left. Evergreens fight for the corner. Chris Babiarz there. Brady Burrell got it pinned there. It's behind the Rapids net. 20 seconds left in regulation. Avery Allard tries to hold it in. It's still behind the Rapids net now. 15 seconds left as we get closer to overtime. Rapids clears the zone, comes out to the red line. Rapids looking for a final opportunity. With 7 seconds left, it goes into the corner. Fighting for it there is Luke Cruiser. Got it on goal from a bad angle. It's a save. 2 seconds left, and another shot on goal. Sticked aside by Michael Moe at the end of regulation. Boy, did Rapids put a lot on net here, and they had nothing to show for it. Evergreens fortunate to get to overtime, tied 4-4. So the horn has just sounded, bringing regulation time to an end. Teams go over to their benches now as we get ready for overtime. The teams get a 3-minute break here as we get ready for the extra period. Michael Moe just announced for 14 saves there. Tyler Gilbert had to make only 2 saves. We are going to take a 2-minute break, and then we'll come back for overtime. We're tied 4-4 at the end of regulation. Back in 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.